Part 22, Chapter 4. The escort pilot who had just landed didn't understand what had happened either, and he was trying to explain it to the coordinator, who didn't speak German. Johnny asked the German whether he had recorded the action, and the pilot said he had. Johnny explained it to them both, in English to the coordinator and in Cyclo to the pilot, that it was a device on the nose of that hidden patrol ship over there. And they had better gather this crowd up and take them into a room of one of these ruins and explain and play the discs for them so they wouldn't think the place was full of devils. Soothe them down. They could have a reception later. The crowd was trailing after the coordinator into a nearby interior. Johnny walked over to the Tolnep. The creature was conscious now. His eyes, without his faceplate, looked blind. They saw in some different light band and needed correction filters. Johnny looked around and found the half-shattered plate and, keeping well away from the creature's teeth, dropped it over his eyes. It tried to snap at him. Johnny hunkered down and said,
"We will now begin your narrative. The long, sad story of your youth. How circumstances drove you to crime and how that fateful trail led you to this pitiful ending."
"You're mocking me,"
snarled the Tolnep.
"Ah, we speak Cyclo. Very good. Continue your story."
"I will tell you nothing."
Johnny looked around. It was quite a drop from the top of that huge palace down to the valley. He carefully selected the spot and pointed it out.
"We're going to carry you up there and drop you. See the place just at the end of the long gable?"
The Tolnep laughed.
"I wouldn't even tempt me."
Johnny was thoughtful for a while.
"Well, we're not really enemies of yours, so I'm going to reconnect the wiring on your ship, put a little remote control I have in it, and send you back up to the Volcor-class war vessel."
The Tolnep was silent, rather alertly silent.
"So I just better get to work on the remote control."
And Johnny got up as though to go to his plane.
"Wait,"
said the Tolnep.
"You really wouldn't do that, would you? Return me to my ship?"
"Of course. It's the civilized thing to do."
The Tolnep screamed.
"You rotten, foul cyclists! You would do anything! Anything! There is no limit to your filthy sadism!"
"Why, what would they do to you?"
"They'd shoot me down, and you know it! And I'd sizzle and burn in the air friction."
"But why wouldn't they want you?"
"Don't play around with me!"
raved the Tolnep.
"You think I'm stupid? You think they're stupid? I notice you don't mention sprinkling virus powder all over me to infect the crew. You are a fiend! Coughing my lungs out all the way there, writhing in agony as I fall, burning slowly, mile after mile, with a buildup of air friction heat! You just plain go to hell!"
Johnny shrugged.
"It's the civilized thing to do,"
he said, and started toward the ship again.